Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 6, episode 33, number 258. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Good. I'm a little tired, but you know.
Last week I said it was season 6, episode 33. I totally messed it up last week. And when I was editing, I was like, oh, oops.
Womp, womp. I mean, I messed up the outline. That's possible.
You didn't. I went back and checked. It was me.
Okay.
Speaking of outline, I haven't even opened it. Usually I'm so good about that.
I hear you. I'm actually opening it right now, too. We are joined live by the Hangout Level patrons this week. In the chat right now is Matt Loves TV. Hello, Matt. How is it going?
Yay.
If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack and click on the become a patron link, or, you know, figure it out. Anyway, woohoo! Yay, patrons! Alrighty. So, how's it going, everybody? We are still at the beginning of March. We are almost 2 years into the pandemic. I believe in 2 weeks it'll officially be two years in.
I think I'm technically into it already because my office closed down like within a week of coming back from Miami, and that popped up in my time hop.
Wow.
So
a week ago, I don't know what's time anymore.
So Trump,
it was in the past, the recent past.
Everything was officially a pandemic, or in the United States, everything started to officially close down March 11th. It was a Wednesday. It was right after Survivor, and Trump gave that, speech about how,
Trump was president.
Trump was president still.
It was.
But it was March 11th, and it's my grandpa's birthday. That's how I remember it. My parents were in Nashville this past the weekend of, like, March 7th, 8th. My other sister was in Disney at the same time as it was spreading rampantly. And then, you know, the rest was history, but
I feel like I was like hunkered down, like we'd already, like New York City had shut down, I feel like, before everything else did. So it's like my concept of when this all began is just like really like,
really skewed.
I think
I started working from home between the 16th and the 18th. Like,
I remember because
St. Patty's Day was a thing. It was like, are people still going to try to go out? But like, you can't. Yeah.
We did a live show right around the time of St. Patrick's Day because that's Scott's birthday. And actually, that would have been a Tuesday in 2020.
Ah.
And we did the show, I think it was on that Tuesday. And you guys were closed. My office wasn't closed yet. And, you know, everybody was just in this kind of like weird like holding pattern.
Franck had just come back from Southern California, like not knowing how long he would be back for.
Forever.
Right.
Forever.
Right.
It was definitely a long time. Well, it was like a year and a half.
Yeah. I it's kind of crazy. I was thinking about it the other day, and I mentioned to Jay, like, I was remembering this time 2 years ago, just like that, like calm, eerie calm before the storm. It was right after Super Tuesday and everything blew up and, you know, Trump's acquittal happened and then Super Tuesday happened and, you know, Warren dropped out. And, you know, I thought that was going to be like the most devastating thing to happen that year. And then, you know, we had this awkward like time period where like certain businesses were closing. My office was still open, but like nothing was really getting done. And, you know, it was like, nobody knew what lay ahead, but I think that everybody had this eerie feeling that like we were in for it. And I was thinking about that. And then I was thinking about December when Omicron started, like, and everyone was catching it. And that just, I feel like kind of, I didn't get it then, or I did, I never tested positive. Like this residual, like kind of trauma from, which is not real trauma, obviously, but just in that feeling of like dread, like this is it.
I
like
think it's
this
trauma.
is this is what we've waited for for 2 years, and now it's caught us. Like, there's no way it's not going to catch us. Like, it's we're not going to escape it. And just like that feeling, like, what the fuck did I just spend the last 2 years like doing when there's no way that I'm going to avoid that? And just that feeling, and like, I can feel it now. Like, it's, you know, it's been a hell of a 2 years.
No, I would say that's 100% trauma. Like, we have all experienced collective trauma, and like, it's not normal. Like, what we've been living through, like, that's not normal. It's not normal for us to just like stay at home for so long. It's not normal for us to feel like it's not safe to go outside. Like, yeah, it's trauma.
But I liked working.
Here we are, though.
But we did it. Humans are damn resilient, apparently.
Apparently.
We are coming up on my 1 year anniversary of my second dose of the vaccine.
Oh, wow.
I
mean,
I know we're coming up on the anniversary for everyone, but like, mine was, I had my second dose on March 25th.
So. Wow.
I don't know when I had mine. I mean, it's on my vaccination card, which I show to go anywhere. So you think I would know these dates.
Not anymore. Your mayor's an idiot. Right.
My first shot, my first dose was 2 days after my birthday. So very easy. Like, it felt like a birthday present.
That's right.
Yeah. The dates really lined up well for you guys.
Yes. And then, you know, the second dose was supposed to be a month later, which would have been like the same, you know, the same day, the same date. But I ended up getting it 1 day early because they were like, oh, you can come in, you know. Actually, like, anytime this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
I do remember when I got my second dose, because it ended up being almost 2 weeks exactly to when I gave birth.
Ah, okay.
Because that was the whole point that my doctor was like, get vaccinated and do it now, because we want you to have that second dose.
Right.
Like, at least 2 weeks. Yeah. So that it's like – and it was like, we were so, like, razor's edge close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ro is here. That's great.
Yep. She says, we're still living through the trauma in different ways. It's going to take a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not over. It's, you know, they have dropped our mask mandate at work as of last Friday. And it was really weird at first. But I'm kind of getting used to it. I mean, of course, it's still optional for anyone who wants to wear a mask. But I've kind of been like raw dogging it, as they say. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't say it like that, but I don't know how else to say it. I think my week in Missoula kind of like edged me into it. Like, not edged. God, why am I using all of these like sexual terms? I don't mean to.
But no, I totally understand what you're saying. That it's because I feel very similar. I was on Cape Cod this weekend and very much the same. Just like, people weren't really wearing masks. And it was like, when you're in your sort of more urban environment, it's a little harder to let the mask go than it is when you're somewhere that has a little more open space.
And that's like, in my case, it's not even that. It's just the state's politics. Cause like, Missoula is bigger than Monterey, more urban, if you will, but not urban for a New Yorker, but you know,
that's true. How very East Coast elitist of me. Continue with your point. I'll be quiet.
No, but it was just like, real, even though Missoula is super liberal, like, still just like, I think the state mindset took over. Montana was one of those states that outlawed mask mandates, like, in general. So you can't actually, like, there were literally signs on doors, like, it is highly recommended that you, I was like, wow, this is really weird. And of course, people did have to wear masks for the festival. So I don't know how that private event. I don't know. I don't know how these rules work.
Yeah.
In libertarian land. But, but then you'd go out anywhere else and like, it was like, it did not exist to them.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, their numbers were worse than, you know, Monterey's, and they're still, the state is still like, they're still kind of in the red, but it was for a week. It was kind of, and it was the same thing. It was like the first couple of days, like, this is fucking weird. And then after a while, it was like, you know what? Honestly, like, I hate to admit it, but that was kind of nice. Like, it felt nice
to not wear a mask.
Yeah. To like, forget about it for a little bit.
Yesterday was Zachary's first day in school, not having to wear a mask. And he said that like half the kids in his class were still masking up. He opted not to, but I had him bring one just in case he, you know, felt uncomfortable or whatever. So right now Alex is the only one, because the daycare won't remove their mask mandate until everybody has the opportunity to be vaccinated. So they still have to. But you know, the school district, our school district dropped it starting the 7th. But it is weird. Like, it is really weird because I ran at the Target after work today, and I would say maybe 30% of the people had masks on, and I felt like I should, like, it just felt naked without it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure, you know, the more we go without it and the warmer it gets outside, I won't miss it so much. But, yeah. You know, they say pandemics, you know, generally take about 2 years to run their course. So let's everybody knock on wood and hope that we are on the other side of it and ready to deal with, you know, all the other things that come to play now, this crazy world that we live in.
Oh, my God. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I mean, it's like Daniel and I are both still remote.
Yeah.
Like, they're finally starting about bringing us back into the office in, like, the coming weeks. But
will they, and do you want to?
I think they will. I think that's – this time it feels like we're really doing it this time. But it's volunteer only, and there's really no talk of, like, what to do past this, like, pilot program, quote unquote. So to be seen, I think – I don't think either one of our companies are really planning on bringing everyone back all the time forever.
Would you volunteer? Like, or are you just like, nope?
I don't know. I think maybe like if it's like a day a week, just because it's like, it would be nice to have better equipment than like my sad little laptop that I've been making the TV on for the past 2 years. Which again, this is my own thing. Like, I could buy myself a bigger monitor so I could work from home more effectively. I just choose not to and to sit here and complain about it. So like, that's, you know, that's on me. I understand that. But it's also like, our internet is kind of crappy. So sometimes it kind of sucks that I'm like working and then all of a sudden like the internet goes out, or like I'm on a Teams meeting and all of a sudden my internet cuts out and like I get kicked out and I like miss part of the meeting. And if we were all sitting in a conference room, like normal times, like that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have mixed feelings about it.
Yeah. I loved working from home. I do kind of miss it. I'm back in the office every day now. But what I think, honestly, I know that they're trying to, and I think it's kind of stupid that, you know, Biden's calling for workers to all go back in like it was. Gas is very expensive right now, and I understand why it's expensive. There's a host of factors. I feel like now is when we should be, you know, reminding people, hey, I know you can work remote, so why don't you work remote if you can to save money on gasoline?
I know. As a side benefit, it's also better for the planet.
Exactly.
But it seems like a weird time to be like, okay, let's bring everyone back.
Yeah. Well, like, and that's interesting. And like, you know, that's not even the first thing that I think about, like living in a city that has a really robust public transit
system. What's that like?
Right. So it's like, I don't even think about that like implication. It's like, oh, right.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a thought that crossed my mind, but it's a good one and it's an important one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is funny. It's like, what could we be doing, you know, to help out just a little bit, like, you know, in these current times, like with this current situation, what could we do? I guess it doesn't feel like, you know, not driving is like a form of activism, you know, it doesn't feel, or like a patriotism, really.
Right. I mean, what is patriotism, but like
reframe.
Yeah, exactly. It's marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's messaging.
Yep. So, yeah, right.
You know, we told people having a garden in their backyard was patriotic. Like,
yeah.
Staying home. We could.
Yeah.
I mean, literally 2 years ago, we were telling people to stay home and it was patriotic. Yep. So, you know, who says we couldn't do it again? Buy a bicycle. Yes. That's what I did. I bought a bicycle in pandemic.
That's what everyone did.
Then I also had a baby, so I'm not currently using said bicycle, but I have it.
I totally and forgot I you bought use the it bike.
Again someday.
Did it?
Now you have to add on a baby seat.
I'm going to have to get a lot more confident on said bicycle before I feel comfortable bringing bringing my tiny human onto the bicycle with me.
That is fair. And I will say, now that you're saying that, like, every time I do see somebody with a small child on their bike, I do have those thoughts of like, well, I mean, I don't know, you know, the kid would wear a helmet and stuff, but like, oh man, that's a big fall and not a lot of walls.
Yeah. I've definitely almost tipped myself over just by myself on the bike a few times. Still figuring out that balance. So.
Oh my God.
You know what you could get? As those, like,
training wheels?
I mean, that's an option, but you know those things that where it's like actually on the ground on wheels, and it pulls behind you, and you put the kid inside. I have seen those.
Enclosure, those look pretty thing. Sweet.
Yeah,
it probably also make the bike more like sturdy.
Yeah, you got extra wheels there. It's kind of like training wheels.
I think it could be fun. Although, could you imagine if you were like in your car and you saw like an adult bicycling by, like in a bike with training wheels? What would you do?
I mean, why not?
I'm sure I have seen stranger things in this life, but like, I feel like that would give me pause.
We are just under this assumption that everyone can learn how to ride a two-wheeled bike. Well, maybe some people can't.
Some people can't. What if you have vertigo? You probably can't ride a bike very well if you have vertigo.
No.
Hmm.
And why should that mode of transportation be taken from you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. what's going on, ladies? Hang up. I have absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Oh, my God. I've had the weirdest week.
What's going on?
Yeah.
So it all began, I think, because what we didn't record last Tuesday, correct?
We did.
We recorded
about the movies.
But anyway, so some point over the course of that evening, Daniel reminded me that, or let me know that tickets were still available to see the final performances of Elton John at the Barclay Center.
Yes!
So I decided, after hemming and hawing for a bit, to buy tickets for the last night. So that was the thing I did. That was pretty fun. Wow.
Dude, that was awesome. I saw your Instagram. I'm so jealous.
It was pretty cool. But to like go back to like this new unmasked world, to like go into an arena concert with like that many people, which is definitely the most amount of people I've been around in
quite some time.
Yeah. I would say even before the pandemic, probably like a good 3 years. And there were people that were walking up that, like, didn't even have a mask on. Like, I'm not even sure they brought a mask with them. And, like, they were allowed in.
Wow.
Like, what?
So how was the concert, though? It was awesome?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so, so good. It was really – he puts on a really damn good show. And it was, like, one of those, like, of those sort of big name, iconic
people
that are doing farewell tours. I always said that, like – if Elton John did a farewell tour, that would be the one I would spend some money to go see. And then, you know, I felt like I had missed the boat, and turns out I hadn't. So, like, I just got in a little dinghy and, like, caught up to it. And it was really good. Yeah, good. His band was awesome. The show was great. Like, he put on a great show. It was awesome. So
that's awesome.
It was really cool. And then this weekend speaking of getting back out into the world, I went up to Cape Cod for my future sister-in-law's bachelorette weekend.
Oh, that's okay. I saw that Instagram too and had no idea any of the people you were with. Amanda has yet another set of friends.
I didn't either. These were all people, you know, like I knew the other, I'm in the bridal party. So like I sort of knew the other bridesmaids through like email sort of planning, but it was really, I didn't really know anybody other than her. And it ended up being like just a really great collection of just really interesting, smart, kind, cool women. And like, I think to an outside person, you would never know that like this collection of like 8 or 9 women didn't all know each other.
Nice.
So, like, it was just like that was really, really special and wonderful. But it was also just like being out in the world and like this sort of like new unmasked world. And it's like my New York City self, like just, you know, my mask is always on my wrist. I've got it ready to go. And it was totally fine. And came home to a baby that had her very first fever. So like that was kind of a bummer. This was my first time away from her for like an overnight. Well, I mean, 2 overnights, but it was my first time like
Oh, is she okay?
She is fine now. We took her to the pediatrician today just to like get her cleared so she can return to daycare. Her fever broke yesterday evening, so we'll probably keep her home tomorrow too.
Oh, so you guys are way better than we were. We were like, your fever's gone. It's been questionably 24 hours, maybe like 16.
Daycare requires 48. We had to get a special note because there was like a hand, foot, and mouth situation. One kid had that, but it seems like there's like a couple other kids.
Hand, foot, and mouth is so contagious. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's so contagious.
No, it is, and that's why I really respect that. Like they're being really responsible, and they're just like any kid that had a fever. It seems to be just like a coincidental thing, but they're like. Go to the doctor. We need a note from your doctor saying she can come back.
I think
we're just going to be responsible and keep her home one more day.
Well, yeah, and it's 48 hours now at our daycare, but it used to be 24 pre-COVID. Now with COVID, it's 28.
There you go.
And I do hope that it goes back to 24. When Zach had hand, foot, mouth, I thought I had strep and I caught it from him and it's worse in adults and I had it in my throat. I went to urgent care thinking I had strep and he took one look at me and he was like, yeah, that's hand, foot, mouth. You've got the mouth. And I was like, it hurts so bad.
but that was the other thing too, because it's like, she's been like crying and not wanting to eat because on top of like the fever and the generally not feeling well, like she's still working on those gosh darn canine teeth. And so like her fever is gone, but like she was just miserable all day today because I think those suckers are just trying to cut through. So then it's also like, well, you know, you don't want to, you know, it has to be like 48 hours of like without taking anything to like suppress.
Yeah, that's the part that we fudge. We're like, yes, we didn't give him that to go to sleep last night. He didn't need it though. So
exactly. It's like, well, because we did give her Tylenol, but it's not because of the fever. It's because poor girl is cutting very sharp teeth and they are clearly hurting her. And like, she didn't nap this afternoon. Homegirl needs to sleep.
Yeah.
I need to sleep. We all need to sleep.
I'm sorry. I hope
what's going to do that?
Exactly. I hope. Yeah. That's why, you know, when you say no, we did not give her Tylenol for a fever for 48 hours.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh. Which will be a true statement. And we have a note from the doctor. Exactly. So, you know, things are covered. But yeah, I've lived like 18 weeks in this past 1 week. So
I'm so sorry.
It's been eventful.
I do have a side question.
Yes.
What is the hand and foot and hand, foot, mouth?
So hand, foot, mouth, it's a virus and it's not like, it's kind of like chicken pox, but it's not like chicken pox. It's very distinct rash and it literally gets all over your hands and it'll like, or all over your feet, inside of your toes, like your feet. And then for the mouth, it can either get all around here or uncrowding your mouth or in your throat, which is where I was lucky enough to have it just in my throat. Our friend Edward, who lives in Raleigh, he's our age. He got hand, foot, mouth like right before I did. And he was like knocked out for 2 weeks because he got like the rash and everything all over his body. And I was so grateful that all I had it was like, you know, in my throat.
Shit.
But yeah, like, so it's like chicken pox in that the older you are, the worse it hits you.
The worse it gets. Is there a vaccine for this? That.
There's no vaccine for it because it's a virus.
Yeah, you just gotta let it run its course.
Yeah.
Shit.
And, like, Jay didn't get it when Zach had it because Jay was a counselor at a camp for years and years before, you know, while he was in high school and college. So he had been exposed to it from kids there, like, at the camp. But whereas I had never been, and that's why I ended up catching it. It's very contagious. It's a very distinct rash. And I don't think it's just limited to like hand, foot, and mouth. Zachary's was actually in his diaper area. Like his ass was so raw that it was rough. Like bleeding. And we had to like just, he had to like live with the oatmeal baths and then. Like no diaper, like laying on like a towel until it was dry. And then we had to put the Vaseline and all the other like fancy special, like really thick, like lotions on it. So like it doesn't just show up in the hand, foot, mouth for kids, but like that's the primary spots that, you know, you can have it. And, Google it. It's very common. It's like a rite of passage.
Yeah. Well, and apparently one of the daycare parents was saying, like, there's enough variation within the virus
that you can get it again.
You've had it once. Yeah, just because you've had it once before doesn't mean you're like,
oh, shit.
Yep.
That's why it's like when the kid that tested positive for it, you know, like the daycare had like a run through of hand, foot, mouth right before we started. So like maybe like a month before we started, it went through the daycare. So that's how the sort of conversation on the text thread like got going. I'm like, oh, well, we just had it. And someone's like, well, it was a medical professional.
Yeah, it's one of the Coxsackie viruses.
Yeah.
Like Amanda said, there's different strains. So, you know, you might get lucky and, you know, have been exposed enough to not show symptoms or not get sick because you came into contact with the same strain. But, yeah, there are slight, like, variations of it.
I didn't either, pre-children.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this either.
It spreads in daycares because, you know, you most commonly get it like saliva or mucus. So because,
you know, it's lovely. Just like kids in a room together just like licking each other all day long.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah. No, I have no idea if I got it as a child.
And you may have. And
chicken pox. Yes.
Yeah.
Once. Mm-hmm. Well.
Well, yeah. Anyway, I actually wanted to, I shouldn't have brought the 2-year anniversary thing up so soon because I had found this thing on BuzzFeed and it was, you know, the things to revisit right before everything changed.
Let's do it. I'm so excited.
Okay. The first thing is J-Lo and Shakira performed at the Super Bowl halftime show just a month before the pandemic began. Do you remember that?
Nope.
J-Lo and Shakira, and we were all like, oh my God, they're 50. Like, they look amazing. And, like, we were all
50?
I vaguely remember.
52
this.
Now.
Yeah. I remember it. It was a great, great performance. And then remember that TikTok dance? I can flip a switch. And, like, you know, everything would go dark. And then, like, the two people in the video would be exchanging clothes in different positions and
nope.
Oh my God, you really? You don't remember the flip a switch dance? Oh, there was
on TikTok.
There was there was a very funny one from J-Lo when she was still with A-Rod where he's in one of her like tight dresses when the lights go out and they like flip. Oh my God, it's so funny. There's also the Elizabeth Warren Kate McKinnon one where Kate McKinnon is dressed as Elizabeth Warren.
I think I did see that and I didn't understand the joke.
Yeah, it was a big TikTok craze where people
it's much
were
the same
that.
As like I learned from SNL about the Beyonce like what is it, Perdition dance where you just kind of stop what you're doing and you like slowly like squat.
I don't know that one.
How do I know a pop culture thing and you don't know? But it was like a Beyonce thing, and it, like the internet was like doing it.
Maybe I might know it if I saw it. I'm gonna Google it when I
edit this. Yeah, it's literally just you sort of are doing something, and then you just stop and you look at the camera and you like slow squat down.
I'm gonna know it by the time this episode comes out.
It's a Beyonce thing. It involves squatting.
I'm not sure somebody's gonna have to tell us this. Beyonce's Drop It challenge.
Yeah, but it's got like it's from a song.
Okay, I see the Drop It challenge, but I don't know what song is used. I guess I could play it. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Give me some.
Yeah, that.
Partition.
See, I was damn close.
Yep. See me up in the club
with the loving girls. Posted in the bed. Okay, we just learned something new, everyone! Okay, it's Partition, and it's a challenge, and it's on TikTok. And you do drop it.
Yeah, you drop it.
All right. Thank you, Amanda, for teaching me something new tonight.
Yeah, it happens exceptionally rarely.
Next up...
This might be the first time this has ever happened.
Savor it.
Yeah.
Remember this moment.
I won't, but you know...
I'll remember it for you. Don't worry. the next one is, as we talked about, Trump was acquitted on impeachment for the first impeachment, the first time. You know, the time where he tried to, extort that Zelensky guy from Ukraine and kept the military stuff from
that
him.
Young upstart.
Yeah, it's funny how that's come around.
Yeah, that ended well. Oh, no, wait. No, wait a minute. Did not. Let's see. The next thing is, okay, a bunch of TV shows that came out that everybody was talking about. They were the whole, like, it thing that then, you know, like Tiger King, which came out March 20th, literally, like, the day that everything, the world stopped. Yeah. Cheer, which I had forgotten all about that show, Cheer. I didn't watch it, but I remember it being the thing. Yeah. Love is Blind.
That's still going.
It's season two, but yeah, that was mid-February 2020. That's what my old office did. My boss didn't want to close us down, and we ended up basically closing down. We didn't do any work. We sat at a conference room table with takeout and sparkling, what's it called? Hard cider and all that stuff every day to watch Love is Blind. The movie The Invisible Man was out. I wanted to see that, and I was so bummed that I didn't get to. also, this is the last one of the last movies we saw before the pandemic, Sonic the Hedgehog, with Jim Carrey and James Marsden. The last movie we saw with the kids, the last movie we saw before everything locked down was that, terrible Vin Diesel movie. Oh, it was awful. Matt, you might know what it's called. I can't remember off the top of my head, but we were supposed to see Les Mis, and as we were parking, Les Mis got canceled. I've told this story before. And instead, we kept our dinner plans and then went to the movies. The only thing playing was that, like, you know, that we hadn't seen was that terrible Vin Diesel movie. Oh, my God. I can't remember it, which it made so much of an impression on me. we were still making fun of the movie Cats, which I totally forgot about all that.
Still have never seen it. No desire.
Same. We were talking about the movie Hustlers and J-Lo being robbed of an Oscar nomination. Remember, she like hustled for that Hustler nomination and didn't get it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, the movie Parasite won best movie that year.
Still have not seen like half either. Of it.
I have not seen it either.
I hear it's really good.
Yeah, me too.
That was the big deal when Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston said hello to each other at like the SAG Awards. And everyone was like, oh my God, they must be getting back together. And it's like they said hi in passing. What else? Trying to see if there's anything else worthy in here. The movie is Bloodshot. Oh my God, yes, Bloodshot.
I've never heard of that.
Entertaining, yet not that great. Mm. There were still seven people running for president.
Wow.
Wait, that can't be. That must have been in February. Because remember, everybody dropped out right before Super Tuesday.
That was right after Super Tuesday.
Or was it right after Super Tuesday? Okay, it must have been right after Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday was now. It was like March 2nd.
Right, because Super Tuesday.
It must have been March 3rd.
Because like, Mayor Pete, like, came out on top on Super Tuesday.
No, he came out on top in Iowa, allegedly. Super you're Tuesday right. is when Sorry. Biden I, took yes, over you're everything. Right. Because Clyden. Clyden, is that his name? Clyburn, because Clyburn endorsed him in South Carolina, and then, you know, it went pretty quick from there. But, you know, to put it in perspective, Buttigieg did win Iowa in February 2020. So that was something that happened.
Wow.
And he dropped out on March 4th. I think Super Tuesday must have been March 3rd, and then everybody dropped out.
Yeah, it was like dominoes. Shit, dude.
Oh, this next thing, I was talking about this as this. I went to Elena's Super Bowl party, and everybody had kind of forgotten about it. Remember when they killed Mr. Peanut so they could have Baby Peanut?
I remember like hearing about it, but like I didn't see any of the ads or anything, so it's like it was just like a headline in passing.
Well, let's just say that that happened at the Super Bowl, and then we had a pandemic where everybody died like 6 weeks later, and it was very poor planning.
Good point.
Let's see what else. Jessica Simpson was constantly making random headlines for parts of her book. I forgot her book came out. My sister really liked that book.
She wrote like a tell-all.
Yeah, my sister read it and she really liked it. The end of February is when Meghan Markle and Prince Harry announced that they were peacing out.
Yeah. Right. And then they went to Canada and then like the borders were closing. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Tyler Perry put them up in his house for like a while.
Yes.
In LA, right?
Yeah. Or they're somewhere. In like Santa Barbara, I think.
Yeah. Little Nas X.
Not to be confused with Santa Monica.
Yes, which I messed up.
Very different.
On Survivor, I was very confused about the two.
I was very confused, too, until you figure out the Santa Barbara thing. And then I was like, oh, that makes total sense. All the Santas.
A lot of saints.
Yes, so many saints. But that was a fun lesson, by the way. JJJC. Preview show.
Tomorrow it's just back to JJC. Just me, Jamie, and Jack. It's going to be super fun. Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think. There wasn't really... Socially distancing was just starting to come into our vocabulary. Remember it was a year ago that people were coming out with the memes for washing your hands and like songs that you could sing while you were doing it?
Yeah. That we all needed to be reminded how to wash our hands.
Yes.
It's like we all went back to kindergarten.
Yes, we all went back to kindergarten, but then at the same time, we were also like, we extended the hand washing to everything. So we were like wiping down groceries.
Yes, my uncle was so afraid of COVID with my grandma that, because they do the Amazon Prime deliveries from Whole Foods, that, and even if he was just going to the store, he would take the groceries outside the house, wipe them down, and then bring them inside.
Yeah. It was appropriate at the time because we didn't know any better.
Yeah. It's true. Because, you go into the grocery store with your, latex gloves on, and then it would seem kind of silly if you just brought those groceries that you were afraid to touch in the store into your house and put them away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a mask shortage. Logic
would say to wipe them down.
Well, we didn't know, exactly how it transmitted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had no idea. It's kind of also crazy and frustrating to be a person that understands that you're living in something brand new, so we're not going to have all the answers, and the answers are going to change as life changes. And then, or as the data comes out more.
Right.
And
have more people information get, becomes available.
Yeah, and then have people get angry and frustrated and, turn on public health simply because we didn't have the right information. It's wild to think about.
To, go so far as to not get a vaccine afterwards that is life-saving because... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they didn't get it right the first time with no information or data collection.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Remember, Plandemic was... We're coming up on the two-year anniversary of Plandemic.
Plandemic? I don't remember that.
Good.
Great. Let's not get into it. What's next on the list?
Good. That's about it. Everything else is kind of whatever. I don't think even 2 years ago we were all getting into Schitt's Creek and hadn't even seen the finale of that yet, huh?
Whoa. Gosh, I couldn't even tell you.
Really?
I mean, probably.
I want to say the finale was airing in Canada in the fall of 2020, so the rest of us didn't get to watch it until late 2020 or early 2021.
Actually, no, that checks out because at the film festival that Franck works for, they were supposed to, and they did honor the dad,
Eugene,
at the festival. Mm-hmm. And so that was spring of 2020 with a Lifetime Achievement Award or something. And so he was supposed to be at the festival in person and Franck would have met him. But they had to do it virtual.
Remember that crazy Emmys where they won every single award and it was virtual and they rented out this ballroom restaurant thing? Oh, that was awesome, actually. award shows being condensed and shortened, and that was kind of nice in 2020.
That's true. I suppose I don't miss really award shows anymore.
So, I don't know. I don't know. Anybody out there, if there's anything you remember that was a thing that we've missed from 2 years ago that it seems like it was forever ago or you forgot happened and you're remembering, let us know, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. again, it's just been blowing my mind all week long just how crazy everything has been.
So crazy. But I will say, like, one thing that I do kind of like this is kind of like a fun nostalgia thing, which is weird to say.
No, I feel
like I think we need it. Like, yeah. There has to be some sort of, like, ability to look back on all of this.
With, and not like, laugh, remembering but
some fun. Yeah.
Process.
I mean, and I think, yeah, process for sure. Mm-hmm. And like, it was a collective moment. I mean, like Rose said, it still is a collective moment that we're going through. But even, I think I mentioned it once before, but like Frank and I played so much darts and barbecued, like, in our, on our back patio. That was like our activity during the pandemic. And we did during the pandemic. I mean, you know what I mean? During like the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we did it once, like a few months ago or something, like had a, or maybe it was a year ago. I don't know at this point, but it was, you know, it was considerably later on in the pandemic. And it was this weird, like nostalgia of like, oh shit, this is what we used to do. But it didn't make me feel sad. It was like a warm nostalgia.
I was in a different office 2 years ago. I didn't move into this office until I want to say like July. I don't even remember when I used to record in the other office, which is so funny.
My entire life is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live in a new home. I have this new human. Like, my nothing about, I own a car.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. Like, there's just so, like, everything is different. Wow. But it's like, I think we kind of need those.
Yeah.
To look back on some of those. Where we can be nostalgic and positive, I think we need to do it because it, like, helps us keep our, like, humanity and our sanity. Yeah. That, like,
guys,
the processing of the last 2 years were really terrible in so many ways. But, like, there were good stuff if you really look.
Yeah.
There was. Yeah. This episode is quickly turning into a Taylor Swift song.
She had an album that came out at the
beginning. She had two albums.
Like 18 albums. Hasn't she like released like
oh my 32 God.
Songs?
Okay, so
that one, the Folklore whatever.
So like Folklore dropped July 23rd, 2020. It's really great. I love Folklore. Okay, and then so
that album and Fiona Apple's that came out.
Oh, Fiona's came out in March of or April.
Anytime I listen to those, I am.
Yes. Like, oh my God. Fiona's album is so good.
So good.
We did like a whole episode talking about it. Yeah. We talked about Tiger King for a whole episode. Can you imagine? Oh my God. What a time capsule.
Yep. Indeed.
Oh my God.
As they would say in My So-Called Life, we had a time.
We had a time. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Very excited Evermore. To talk about that, by the way, as a side note.
Yeah. I gotta get going on that.
Oh, dude, I did my homework, but also I was, like, a little bit sick last week. Like, not sick enough to take off work, and I had 3 COVID tests, and they were all negative.
Lie around so and watch like, some.
But exactly, on the weekend, I was like, for my health, I have to lay down and watch TV all weekend long. And I mean, like, I say that seriously. Like, I really did need that. But
yeah.
It's like, oh, well, there's this show that I have to watch. It was a real fun rewatch.
I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to it.
So good.
Yeah. Matt said, or when SNL, when they put out, remember they did the skits that they did at home and Tom Hanks like hosted and everybody, like they did that episode from home. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah. They did 2 episodes, right? They did 2 like SNL from home.
I remember the first one with Tom Hanks, but.
And they did one with Kristen Wiig.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. If I saw Kristen Wiig, I might not have watched
it. I didn't see the whole thing. I saw parts.
Matt also said, I remember hunkering down with, oddly enough, The Last of Us Part 2. As you guys are just mentioning, My So-Called Life, we're going to be watching that and doing an episode centric on that we're recording on April 5th, I think we said. That first Tuesday in April. So watch the first season of My So-Called Life. Send us in your feedback.
The only season.
Watch it all. I'm very excited to finally get through all of it.
So good. And it just gets better. It's so good. Matt says that he's on the 5th episode. I saw on the Instas that he started his assignment. So
yes. Matt always understands the assignment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's take a quick break, and then we come back. We have a little bit of feedback, but we also have an Am I the Asshole?
Ooh.
All right, here we go. All right, we are back. We just had like a 30-minute mini episode in between. Maybe we'll do that for bonuses now.
Just lift that whole damn thing out, and there's our bonus.
I think that's great.
That's like its own little mini show.
Yeah, next time.
We went on a ride, and it may have cost $4.50 a gallon.
Yeah. $4.50 a gallon. There we go. What we were talking about right before we went on our commercial break, Matt reminds us, I forgot with pandemic memories, the community playing Jackbox games every Saturday night and hosting virtual movie nights. I know. Those were super fun, the Jackbox games. We still do them every so often, and always have a good time. I've even come around to some of the newer games we were trying that now I really like. It only took 2 years. So you're like, this is not bad.
There's also a pandemic event, which was really fun, that I put in the outline. So we'll get to it when we get to it.
Okay, yeah. Let's get to it then. let's see. We start off with, it's International Women's Day, March 8th. Woo!
Hooray!
Happy day.
And then Shandy has, why don't you announce your bit of feedback, Shandy Pants?
All right. I got this email and it said, did you miss your chance to see Hump at the Victoria?
No, it doesn't say that. It says, did you miss your chance to hump?
Oh, to hump. I thought there was a word missing. I thought.
No. Little clever bit of wordplay
They did good there. Good job, Dan Savage. Okay, did you miss your chance to hump at the Victoria Theater in San Francisco? Because it was last weekend, and I did miss my chance to hump because I just knew that there's no way I was going to be able to go to like Montana and then come back and go to
San You were Francisco. Humping in Montana. It's fine.
Yeah. Different kind of film festival, but yes. Just want to watch the magic one more time, and I was hoping they would do this. By popular demand, we're streaming the 2022 Hump Film Festival for a limited time over the next 3 weekends. So you can stream Hump on one of these weekends, March 10th to 13th, 17th to 20th, or 24th to 27th. And so what I would like to extend to you ladies and anyone else listening, it was kind of fun to watch it together last year. We had a group chat going with basically the broadcasters plus Tasia. But if anyone else wanted to join, saying.
We could do that.
Slack channel.
We can't do the 24th to the 27th because we're going to be in California that weekend. But we can do.
Ooh.
And this weekend is too soon. But we could do the 17th to the
20th. 17th to the
20th. I don't know if I can do the 17th to the
20th. Actually, I'm going to be in New York.
I'm going to be in Connecticut.
Well, if anyone wants to hump with me.
I could hump with you on the 17th or the 18th.
Yeah, I could probably do that too.
Okay. What?
The 17th is St. Patrick's Day.
I'm not doing a thing.
No, I'm not either. But it would give us plans for St. Patrick's Day.
Different kind of St. Patty's Day plans.
All right. So are we humping on St. Patrick's Day? Or are we humping a belated humping on St. Patrick's the day after St. Patrick's Day?
Either St. Patrick's Day is on a Thursday and the 18th is that Friday. So whatever would work better. I will be home both nights.
The Friday would be better for me because I have to edit on the 17th. I know. I literally plan all my things around editing. But I can do, if you want to do the 17th, I can make it work. I can figure it out.
I might prefer the 17th, but I think I could make the 18th work if need be.
Well, let us know. We will leave it ultimately up to you because...
Yeah, we'll leave it up to you.
Okay. I got to sort out a few things so I can't confirm at this very moment, but I will. Yeah.
Okay. But we can all hum together. That works. I'm okay with that.
It was fun.
It was fun. Amanda, let us know. And if we don't have an answer before the show is over, I'll put it in the show notes and we'll put it all over our Facebook and Instagram and all that. I'll make Amanda in charge of putting the date episode on the Instagram page. And we can do, did we do a Zoom group chat last year?
No, we did Slack.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I forgot we did Slack.
I think I wanted to be able to put on my resume that I knew how to use Slack.
Was that really the reason?
Yes, that was totally the reason.
We can 100% use something less dumb.
We could use a Slack hump. That's fine. Okay.
I can set up the group again because it might be a new configuration. If it's the old configuration, we could just, you know.
Okay.
Or I could add somebody to it if you don't mind them seeing whatever the fuck we texted about last time.
I don't remember what we
texted. That'd be kind of fun to just go back and look at it out of context.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. Yeah, so no. We'll do it either the 17th or the 18th. Stay tuned for the final date soon if it's not already out there in the show notes. And yeah, that'll be fun. All right. Awesome. Yay! Moving on, we have some Master What She Said. Ooh, we got a lot of Master What She Said this time around. Okay.
Ooh.
All right, here we go. Let's just get it done, ladies.
Let's plow right through. She sent that to me in France, and I was like, nah.
I'll bite.
Yeah, do it.
Wherever you want to get at us, get at us.
It felt early. It took me aback.
Give them all to me.
Screw that. I'll just get it for free in France.
I'll show you how to do that.
I did it higher up. It worked.
I did it up here and it worked best for me right below.
This might have to be something we do next week.
Someone else discovered the thing for me.
By far superior, but both are tasty.
You started too early.
Well, I'm going to insert it right here.
They don't need to do a second one.
There was like 20 French people on Shandy's bed.
There sure was.
They were all related to me, too. So then,
Ooh, all I want to do is watch it.
When we finish, we all go to bed.
Go upstairs and get the Vaseline. You do that as a base to rub it off.
Oh, time out. Oh, the newest beauty like craze that people are like paying money and shit to do is Vaseline on your face at night to moisturize. That's what my mom has done for as long as I can remember. She just goes to bed with a face full of fucking Vaseline. And now it's like a trend that rich people are paying a lot of money to learn about.
But how does it... What about your pillow? Do you just have to stay like coffin still?
You have to be a back sleeper.
I don't know. I just know she's always had Vaseline on her face. And that's like a new thing. Look it up. I saw that last night and I was like, holy shit, my mom was right.
Your mom is a hipster. Trailblazing.
Okay, back to the show. Yes. I don't go face first in the Vaseline and go, woo.
But you could.
Is that something you really can do in 21 minutes?
I got there in 10 minutes.
Oh, Jade did it for me on Valentine's Day 2008.
I really love when it works out that like...
They're like a skit?
They feel like a conversation, yeah.
Well, yeah, and like that you read the one about Jade doing it to you on Valentine's Day, as opposed to like either of us, like that just works out.
Yeah, it always feels icky when it's like reversed. Yeah.
That's what she said. I would choose all four.
That's definitely what I'm going to get most often.
I can't not eat it because it's sitting there.
It was over quicker than I expected it to be, if you know what I mean.
I wanted it to be longer than it was because I was enjoying it so much.
Everyone smile. It's my turn to try it.
He started without me.
I would give it a couple more tries.
Or we should wrap this up. It's very late.
I feel like that's always what we say.
True. And round two.
Ooh, we're going again. We're going again.
We're doing it live.
Maybe it was the same length we took around the holidays.
Pimp away.
He'll get me and the lovely Jamie on Wednesdays.
Hmm. Hmm.
Approximately 20 minutes after the episode ends.
Right. Just got the context. It was really fun to have all access.
Didn't you go around the same time as Martha?
Nice tip.
I even pulled that once.
It really did feel like it was very long, and it was thankfully not that long.
Oh, hey, it's a penis.
No, it wasn't that many, was it?
I'm sorry, I skipped one, but I really wanted to say the penis one.
It's okay. You're allowed. Dealer's choice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And I think it was probably that's what you said, so.
No.
That's again,
fair. You can reclaim yeah. your... Yeah. Your she said.
Reclaiming yeah. my time, reclaiming my quote.
Reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming my quote, reclaiming my quote. All right. And we've got an update from Andy.
All right. This week in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. You all know I really want to give you some good news. I've been writing almost 5 years, and needless to say, things haven't gone the way I'd hoped. A lot of it was beyond my control. I'll add, editor's note, there was also a pandemic in there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still some room for something to end the show on a good note. Anyway, here's the news, and it's pretty far from the news we've been waiting for. The third person in my department is leaving.
Ooh.
Hey.
Ooh. Is this the that means, terrible one?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
God. I mean, it's good news, so I'm assuming yes.
Yes. That means in just a little over 2 weeks, my department will be me and that guy who, for sake of clarity, let's call him Colin. Knowing I'm going to have even more responsibility while we
he's still there.
Still pretend like Colin. Oh, no.
Oh, we totally read that wrong.
We did. Okay. Knowing I'm going to have even more responsibility while we still pretend like Colin is going to get any faster or better at what he does has definitely affected my mood lately. Oh, no. I can definitely feel the effects of burnout at my job. Having the bulk of responsibility of keeping things moving for the past 2 years has been exhausting. I don't know how I'm going to handle it being just the two of us. Guess it's as good a time as any to check out job postings again, yes, as much as I hate it. And on the other hand, maybe they'll find a replacement quickly, and maybe that person will be an important person to me going forward. We'll have to see.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy. It's a great, great point.
That is a good point.
Way to end on a positive note.
Yes. And it might be, like, indirect, because, like, maybe they hire another dude. But then, like, maybe that dude becomes a good friend, and then, like, that's already cool in and of itself, and then maybe right. that friend has a friend, and, yeah. Oh, my God, we were so excited. We thought Colin was leaving. Colin's staying.
Yeah, that took us on a real journey.
That was a roller coaster I did not expect.
No.
Yeah. What a bummer.
Hey, where is that, the third person, where did they leave to, and, like... Could they get you an in at the new company they work at?
Yeah, right. Are you close enough that you can ask them to take you with them?
Yeah. Like, are they still hiring? Are there more positions? Could they put in a word?
Oh, my God.
Good time to ask.
Good times. All right. That is about it for this week. I had an Am I the Asshole, but it is getting kind of late. So, I feel like this one might be a... all right, fine. Real fast, okay? Okay.
I know how you can't resist it.
I can't.
Am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole for calling my friend an idiot for wanting a maternity test? My friend Dan recently found out he might be a father. I say might because the girl he's been seeing, the girl he's been having an on-off relationship with, Kara, is pregnant, and he's not sure if he's a dad. She offered to get a paternity test once the baby's born and doesn't expect any kind of support until they find out if the baby is his. He's on board with that and appreciates that she's not pushing him into fatherhood if the baby isn't his. The issue is that when he was talking to me about it, he also said he wants to get a maternity test done to make sure the baby is hers.
Sounds like he needs to explain to his friends where babies come from.
So I think he needs to go meet those people who are trying to conceive through the belly button, and maybe they can have a conversation. I mean, to be fair, she could be carrying somebody else's child. Yeah. Like, as a...
She seems like she also thinks that she could be, too. But let me continue.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, I just figured end of story. Isn't everyone dumb?
Nope. Kara is visibly pregnant. We know she's pregnant because she did a maternity photo shoot and posted it on social media. So it's obviously she's not faking being pregnant. We've both seen her in person too, and she is most definitely pregnant. However, Dan believes that the baby might not be hers. I tried to explain to him that that's not how biology works. And unless she got an embryo implanted in her, then she's definitely the mother. She's a waitress and works for minimum wage plus tips, so I doubt she has the money to afford an embryo implantation. Plus, it's ridiculous to think that she'd do all that just to baby trap a guy who's unemployed and living with his parents at 32. Plus, he's never donated sperm. He's genuinely convinced that the baby might not biologically be hers, despite what? Not only me, his mom, and our other friends explaining that that's not how babies and pregnancy works. He's still insisting on a maternity test and told me that I'm being ridiculous and that I'm the one who doesn't understand biology despite me studying to be an autopsy pathologist, which has required quite literally years of biology classes. I got fed up and called him a senseless idiot and told him to call me back when he got his head screwed back on straight. Ever since then, he's been spamming my phone, has gotten a couple of our friends to spam me as well, telling me I'm being insensitive, and he's just stressed about the possibility of being a dad. Am I an asshole for calling my friend an idiot? Nope, your friend is an idiot.
Nope. Textbook idiot, actually.
Literally.
Yeah. And he's gonna, like, mansplain pregnancy? I mean, there is a scenario in which she signs up to carry somebody else's child, which I do think, like, don't you get paid for that?
You do.
Which she's doing because she is a minimum wage worker and wants to earn more money. That is, like, a caveat that could exist. I don't think that's what this guy is suggesting.
It gets better. Oh, no. So, in the comments, somebody, you know, wants him to further, how does he explain, you know, that she would get pregnant by not her own egg? And he says, I tried asking him his reasoning, and he tried to explain to me something about how when women's menstrual cycles sync up, it's possible for them to share eggs. It makes sense to him because Kara lives with three other women, and their periods tend to happen around the same time. He thinks that one of her roommates could be the true mother. He also believes in telogeny. Up until a year or so ago, but our friends and I were able to explain to him that that's not possible.
What?
Okay, I will say even the Immaculate Conception was from Mary's egg.
Right.
He believes she's pregnant. He just doesn't believe the baby she's growing is hers. He thinks it might be her female roommate's baby because, according to him, women share eggs when their cycles sync up and are in close proximity.
Share eggs.
So somebody below him in the comments says, what did he think, the egg was airdropped?
I mean, seriously, how do they transfer? So, and I looked up telogeny, and it is the belief that the sire first mated to a female will have an influence upon some of that female's later offspring by another male.
It still is. Oh, okay.
Mm. Wow.
Somebody in the comments says, Dan seems like the kind to reuse a condom by turning it inside out. He does.
Truly.
Oh, my God. All right. So, yes, I love these stories for those stories.
Wow. I really feel like this guy needs to go meet those other, you know.
The belly button people?
The belly button people. I think they'd get along really well. Oh my gosh.
Well, on that note, that's everybody, thank you for joining us. Thank you, the patrons, especially the ones that can contribute a certain level, and that we tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and the Creepy Moment. Joanne, I know you had surgery recently. I hope that you continue to be on the mend. We are sending you good vibes for healing. Ed, I hope you'll be listening to Survivor when it comes back. I know that Zachary is totally counting on you and your feedback. Speaking of Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen will be airing this season, and we will be doing the bonus shows with Zachary. I don't know if it's going to be after the episodes again, because he was really tired when we tried to do that, and you know, spent a lot of those episodes yawning. So we're going to have to figure out when it is a good time for him to record, but yeah, so we'll be doing those bonuses, though, at some point. Stay tuned for that. We'll have a bonus show for this show out within the next week-ish or so. And yeah, thanks to the patrons that were here tonight. It was good to see you all, and we hope that you'll join us next month.
Yeah, thank you for tuning out.
If you want to hump with us on the 17th or the 18th, we would love to Slack with you. Otherwise, we'll see you on April 5th, hopefully for My So-Called Life. Thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. Did I miss anything?
You're good.
That was really succinct. Right. Yeah.
You brought us home.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for playing. And yeah, I guess we will see everyone next week. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.